I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio. It's been more than 3 months since the first Connecticut resident tested positive for the coronavirus. We recently produced a two-hour special on this time period, First Wave Coronavirus in Connecticut. This is an excerpt from that show, my interview with Governor Ned Lamont, looking back at his administration's response to the pandemic. Governor Ned Lamont, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
Early on, you said that Connecticut was prepared. Do you still think that Connecticut was prepared for the pandemic?
No, nobody was prepared for the pandemic. We didn't have the supply of PPE, which is mainly the protective gowns and masks. And there was no stockpile down in Washington, D.C. saying help is on the way. Here comes the cavalry. Never happened. I'll say our hospitals had capacity. Our hospitals had enough of PPE. I think they primarily were able to provide that to everybody in need. And I got tired of sitting around waiting for Washington. So we worked with some of our business leaders, went and got the biggest acquisition of protective masks and gowns and thermal thermometers, you know, anywhere in the region.
Can you talk about the relationship between Connecticut and the states and the federal government?
Schizophrenic. I'd say we had some fairly constructive meetings with Vice President Pence's task force, Fauci, Birx, thoughtful, constructive people who were trying to do the right thing. Obviously, they were very slow off the draw. I give shout out to my fellow governors, way ahead of the curve compared to the federal government. But that said, they came on board and were constructive. They were sometimes contradicted by the President of the United States, who sent out a very different message that complicated what we governors are trying to do.
Early on, public health experts warned that the coronavirus could hit certain populations especially hard, and that has proven true. So briefly, what did your administration do early on to protect older adults, especially those in nursing homes?
Nursing homes have been the tragedy of this. Obviously, over 60% of our deaths are related to nursing homes, and I think that's true across the country. The very first thing we did very early was no visitation. That was really tough because that meant you can't go see grandma. And I've heard a lot about that. Second thing we did do was go in and do a lot of testing early. Was that very successful, Diane? No, it really wasn't. You know why? Because we would test somebody who was symptomatic, which meant they would probably already had been infecting people for a few days. Then I sent it to some lab in California. Then 4 days later, 30 more people have already been infected in the nursing home. So that we all could have done a lot better on.
I want to turn now to personnel. You know, they say personnel is policy. And I wonder if you could reflect on whether you believe you've had the right people in place. You had some new staff at the start of this. You removed Renee Coleman Mitchell as commissioner of the Department of Public Health. What are your thoughts looking back?
One of the first things we wanted to do when you talk about personnel is not think that we had all the answers or the legislature had all the answers. State employees had all the answers. So I went to the leading epidemiologists and infectious disease healthcare professionals in the state and all over the country so I could have a strong scientific basis to what we had to do. I got folks from the business community there, not big business, but small business, the restaurant association, retail association. You know, from there, in terms of our immediate team here in the state government, Josh Jabal, who has a healthcare or life sciences background, I should say, took the lead. We worked with our hospitals. The hospitals hadn't even talked to each other for quite a while, and hadn't even talked to Connecticut, the state, going back a couple of years. And we had them working together as one. We were totally interfaced.
But I do want to ask you about Renee Coleman Mitchell and the role of the Department of Public Health during this pandemic. It hasn't been that visible.
Well, I think early on, I saw public health, shame on me, is doing public outreach and embracing these communities and talking about what you can do in terms of public health for your communities and yourself. And Diane, let's face it, in the last 6 months, that job has changed dramatically. They're doing track and trace. They're rolling out the testing protocols. So I brought in Deirdre Gifford, who ran Department of Social Services.
Can you specifically address the question of why you decided to remove Renee Coleman Mitchell from her position?
The job changed.
Okay, let's move on. What do you wish you'd done differently?
Everything a month earlier. I wish if it was in January and I was looking at Wuhan, I had the foresight to contract for PPE in China before anybody else did. I guess closing down the nursing homes a little bit earlier. But you can only lead if people want to follow. I mean, when we said, or when the Sports Association said no to high school championships, this is basketball, back in March, I think it was, you know, we had thousands of people on petitions and hundreds of people protesting and said, what are you doing? And then a week later, the NBA shut down the season and people sort of said, okay, now I know what you're doing.
Well, we'll have to end it there. Governor Lamont, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Diane. Nice to see you.
That's Governor Ned Lamont from First Wave, Coronavirus in Connecticut. It's a 2-hour special produced by Connecticut Public Radio. You can hear the full show at ctpublic.org/firstwave.